So Yubilia is that. And the whole idea with that song was, you know, so much of your, you know, when you're separated from your partner, all of a sudden you realize, like, well, my relationship to sex, my relationship to love, my relationship to being a male in a relationship, you know, like the line in Yubilia is like, of course you want to save her all the time. You know? Jainism, it was the next song, and essentially, you know, that song was, it's basically like you rend your heart for your artistic sensibilities, and you throw it out into the world with these sort of naive assumptions as to what it means to be an artist. But the world, it's like, it doesn't matter. Your reason for doing this, you're not changing the world by making music. What you're doing is you're trying to remain authentic with a constantly in flux connection to your world. They say every 7 years, every cell in your body, our body, has changed. And over the past 7 years, I think I've been unaware of the ways in which things had changed. And Jainism is a song about that. Younger Lover, the next song, is essentially a reflection on a long-term relationship. You know, it's like, been together for, me and my wife been together 35 years or something. And then when, you know, your wife hits menopause and you're in middle age and all these things change, and then who are you as individuals now that the kids, now that you're not parents full time? Like, so Younger Lover is more like a love song for long-term relationships. Glacier, this song. Now I'm caught up. Glacier is the song of the record that outlines the process of the death, of the actual loss. So that's what this song is about, you know? It's like, you know, and I put God Knows the Way in quotations because I'm not religious. You know, if there's anything that I believe in, I'll go much more in the Taoist way of thinking about things, or some aspects of Buddhism, but I'm not religious. But the spiritual aspect of life is, like, arguably the most important part of my work and my personality. I think that the act of being a human and the curriculum of all that we have to go through, and to dig into it too, and not to just have these experiences based on conjecture, but like, no, I participated in that sadness. I understand death. I understand love. I understand that love doesn't exist without acceptance of death, because, like, the term dekathect, it's like the conscious removal of your emotional connection to a person, place, or thing for fear of its loss. You know, it's like you don't want to surrender to loving a dog or loving your family, because on some level you recognize that it's all, it's nothing stays and everything dies. And as a result of that, if you really give your heart to something, then when it dies, you're going to feel profound pain. However, without the surrender to love as being something fucking intense and brutal, you never actually love, because you're afraid of the fact that by loving it, you're opening yourself up to the fact that they're not going to be there and you're going to feel pain. But man, that's what life is. You know, it is that. And to go through this short experience without authentically participating in the experience is such a loss. And not only that, in my opinion, you can't do it. You know, you can't do it.